Great weekend. Welcome to the Bids and Purchases Committee. It's 8:15, so we are ready to get started. First item on the agenda is called order, which I just did. Number two, approval of the minutes from March 4th.
Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All right, so we got approval of the March 4th meetings. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Item number three is public comments. If anybody has any public comments, you're welcome to step up to the podium and give me a couple of minutes. Seeing none, as usual. Everybody just loves what we're doing.
It's 8:15 in the morning.
Yeah, he's still sleeping. All right, item number four is the award of a contract with Construction Project Management Services for the Public Services Operations Center Administration Building. That was a mouthful. I will defer. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. In 2023, LCK LLC was awarded the on-call construction project management services contract. Based on the amount of the project and the duration of the project, the fixed fee to perform this work is in the amount of $277,875. It is therefore recommended that the town contract with LCK LLC in that amount to perform the construction project management services for this project.
Okay. All right. Committee, anything?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move for approval, and I've got a question.
Okay.
Second.
All right. We got a motion and second. Mr. Chapman?
Ms. Kotoff, is this the same firm that did the work on the other side of the street for us?
Yes and no. They came in late to the game on that project towards the end.
Right.
So we do have a piece that they're helping us with the logistics of the fleet building and getting that, but they have not been through that whole process.
Okay.
With that project.
And was there a reason we had to bring them in at the end?
It was twofold. One is that the project manager had retired and the next project manager had left. And so with to have continuity of that and the other side, we went ahead and brought them in. It was a minor contract. It didn't even make it to come to this committee.
Yeah, because the contractor we had doing the construction did a good job. And I know they're a little late, but part of that may be us. That's why I was asking. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I agree. I rode by there the other day. Boy, the building's beautiful. I mean, it's really looks really good in what they've been doing. So I know our chief is going to love his new office over there. All right. So we've got a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Item number five is award of contract for the construction of All American Boulevard.
Yes, sir. The town solicited bids for the extension of All American Boulevard. The work will consist of construction of roadway from the existing All American Boulevard to the Park West Boulevard. The total length of the project is 3,075 linear feet of new roadway. Also included in the contract is the work of utility relocation and a water main, which is Mount Pleasant Waterworks' portion. Construction for the project shall be 540 calendar days from the notice to proceed. Of the four bids, Gulfstream Construction Company Incorporated was determined to be the lowest responsible and responsive bidder for the base bid. Staff then determined that it would be in the best interest to award the two bid alternatives. Staff recommends awarding the contract to Gulfstream in the base bid and alternative one and two for the amount of $5,294,722.06 to construct these improvements.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Committee?
I'll move for approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Yes, sir, I do. Well, that's all right. I'm looking at the numbers, and they're very close, for the total amounts. What stood out for Gulfstream versus Truelock?
It's first awarded on the base bid, and so as part of this RFP, it went from the base. Then it goes to the alternates. So if someone is lower in the alternates, but not the the base, then it's not that way. And we do spell that out for the contractors, that it is what should be in the base and that it is based on the base.
So even though adding the alternates together are close to the base bid, you would only use the base bid for the determination of which contractor to award. Is that what I'm hearing?
That is absolutely correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So we got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed? The ayes have it. Award of contract for renovations to Shin Creek Shrimp Docks.
The town solicited bids for the Shin Creek Shrimp Docks rebuild. The rebuild includes replacement of the existing boardwalks and the floor to the existing fish house building that juts out over the water. Two bids were received, with Cape Romaine Contractors Incorporated the best value, responsive, and responsible bidder for the base bid. Based on the base bid, it is then determined to recommend award alternate 1 and 2. It is therefore recommended that Cape Romaine Contractors Incorporated be awarded the base bid work and alternates 1 and 2 in the total amount of $2,768,985 to perform this work.
Okay. Committee?
I'll move for approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
We got a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Yes.
Go ahead,
Mr. Chairman. What's the timeline for this project?
Our engineer, Mr. Mitchell, will.
That's a great question. We anticipate a little over a year for this. This is going to be a unique project.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to require some unique techniques and methods because we have to keep the walls up while we're replacing the floor. And we're going to be doing this in two phases to keep the operation in business. First phase, we'll be taking out the section that's closer to the mouth, having that repaired, and then we're going to have a temporary access for the business to stay open. And then we'll move the operation down to the structure and then do the remainder of the project that way. So there's a lot that goes into this, but it'll be about a year.
Well, it's an exciting project. Recently, there was a newspaper article about Georgetown losing its lone remaining seafood dock, and the shrimpers there, you know, were scrambling to figure out if they have a road forward. So I'm really happy to see what we're doing here to preserve our seafood fleet, which is very important to our town. So thank you very much.
Yeah, I know Georgetown, when I used to work ships up there, cargo ships up there, it was silting in rapidly and looked like one by one businesses were closing because they couldn't get their ships in through there. And we had to bring any of the ships that were coming in at flood tide so it could get over that hump that was silting in. So I felt really bad for them.
It's a difficult business with the fuel costs and everything. So mm-hmm. I'm glad that we're doing what we can to keep the fleet afloat.
Absolutely. All right. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Item number 7 is local vendor partnership program review and local business support. I remember when we started the vendor partnership program. That was really exciting. We were doing it because we did it on the waterfront as well. So I can remember bringing that over to the town, and I think it's worked really well.
Yes, sir. So just as a quick refresher about this program, it is part of our procurement code. And to be eligible, you have to have your business and the headquarters here in town. And for evaluation purposes only, we discount slightly depending on the level what they propose. If they win, they are awarded the full amount, but for proposal purposes only, preferential treatment is granted to our local businesses. And this is just a quick recap. When we get to what has happened year to date, and this was run in March, we have total vendor payments of $17.2 million, and of that, 28% are local vendors. We do capture all local vendors. 47 of those are currently in the program, So I think they do find it beneficial that we support the local vendors.
Right. And that was one of the stipulations I noticed, that they had to be local. They had to be in the town of Mount Pleasant. And I remember it was really very well taken when we first brought it out. And I'm glad to see we're still doing it. And hopefully we can get that 28% up.
Yes. Yes, sir. And as part of that, I know that our small business support plan, I was looking to see. Oh, no. So he had presented this at Economic Development.
He's on his way. So I will cover for him real quickly. Yes, we are. He is endeavoring not only with our economic development plan, which are our larger businesses, especially with Harbor Entrepreneur, but also with our small business support plan. That is part of his work plan for this year, is to do what we can to, you've got the slide here, to increase our outreach to our local businesses, to, again, work with our procurement office to expand the coverage there. There's Mr.
So
Brady.
Close.
Yes. Working with a local social media group to try to further enhance and opportunities for our local small businesses. Sorry, Mr. Brady, I was trying to cover for you there.
You were doing a good job.
Sure. Yeah. Sorry, I got caught in the conversation. Lost track of time. So we have rolled out a small business support plan. I'm not sure how much Christiane kind of covered with you guys. But the idea is to, one of them is to let more businesses know about the local procurement program that we have here. We have thousands of business licenses out there. You know, more people should be signed up for that. So that's one of the things we'll be doing with the local marketing firm, is getting the word out there. We're also using them to kind of create a business, small business clearinghouse of information. So, you know, we launched the MountPleasantMade.com. We're working with them to take some of our kind of PDFs and Word documents and put those into a digital format, drop it in, and it'll be like MountPleasantMade.com/small business, so that you'll have more of a centralized place to get all the information for everything you need to know about starting a small business. So everything from like our business license procedures, pulling a permit, to other partners that we have, like the SBDC or the Small Business Administration, and access to capital, things like that. And then, and in general, we're going to work with our communication staff to get more information out about what we offer here as a small business handholder, essentially. You know, we don't have that many direct programs. Like, we don't have a small loan program, but we do have tons of connections to partners that do. So we're just going to use sort of social media, digital advertising to get that information out. So that's sort of what our small business plan is right now. Of course, that's last bullet, foster innovation and collaboration. And that's essentially just strengthening our partnership with the Harbor Entrepreneur Center, which is already doing great. I hope you guys will go out, you know, check it out now. There's like 50 companies in there, really high tech, high growth companies, and it's worth the investment that we put into it. So
good. And also, they're required to actually have their office in Mount Pleasant to be a part of the vendor partnership program, correct?
That's right. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Good. All right. Committee?
I was just going to say it's great to have these statistics, and I hope through your efforts we can boost the number of local businesses who are being awarded contracts. I think in general the folks who live here want to do a great job for our town, and so it's nice to have some of that local ownership on our projects here.
Absolutely. Support local. I like that.
That's right.
Anything, Mr. Chapman?
No, sir.
You good? All right. Well, we don't have to vote on anything, so item number 8 is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.